Oh, hush thee, my baby, the night is behind us, and black are the waters that sparkle so green. The moon, o'er the combers, looks downward to find us, at rest in the hollows that rustle between. Where billow meets billow, then soft be thy pillow. Ah, weary wee flipperling, curl at thy ease. The storm shall not wake thee, nor shark overtake thee, asleep in the arms of the slow-swinging seas. Seal Lullaby. All these things happened several years ago, at a place called Novastishan, or Northeast Point, on the island of St. Paul, away and away in the Bering Sea. Lemmershin, the winter wren, told me the tale when he was blown on the rigging of a steamer going to Japan, and I took him down to my cabin and warmed and fed him for several days till he was fit to fly back to St. Paul's again. Lemmershin is a very quaint little bird, but he knows how to tell the truth. Nobody comes to Novastishan except on business, and the only people who have regular business there are the seals. They come in the summer months by hundreds and hundreds of thousands out of the cold gray sea, for Novastishan Beach has the finest accommodation for seals of any place in all the world. Sea Catch knew that, and every spring would swim from whatever place he happened to be in, would swim like a torpedo boat straight for Novastishan, and spend a month fighting with his companions for a good place on the rocks, as close to the sea as possible. Sea Catch was 15 years old, a huge gray fur seal with almost a mane on his shoulders, and long wicked dog teeth. When he heaved himself up on his front flippers, he stood more than 4 feet clear of the ground, and his weight, if any one had been bold enough to weigh him, was nearly 700 pounds. He was scarred all over with the marks of savage fights, but he was always ready for just one fight more. He would put his head on one side as though he were afraid to look his enemy in the face. Then he would shoot it out like lightning, and when the big teeth were firmly fixed on the other seal's neck, the other seal might get away if he could, but Sea Catch would not help him. Yet Sea Catch never chased a beaten seal, for that was against the rules of the beach. He only wanted room by the sea for his nursery. But as there were 40 or 50 thousand other seals hunting for the same thing each spring, the whistling, bellowing, roaring, and blowing on the beach was something frightful. From a little hill called Hutchinson's Hill, you could look over 3.5 miles of ground covered with fighting seals. The surf was dotted all over with the heads of seals hurrying to land and begin their share of the fighting. They fought in the breakers, they fought in the sand, and they fought on the smooth-worn basalt rocks of the nurseries, for they were just as stupid and unaccommodating as men. Their wives never came to the island until late in May or early in June, for they did not care to be torn to pieces, and the young 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old seals, who had not begun housekeeping, went inland about 1/2 mile through the ranks of the fighters, and played about on the sand dunes in droves and legions, and rubbed off every single green thing that grew. They were called Holluschickie, the bachelors, and there were perhaps 200 or 300 thousand of them at Novastishan alone. Sea Catch had just finished his 45th fight one spring when Matka, his soft, sleek, gentle-eyed wife, came up out of the sea, and he caught her by the scruff of the neck and dumped her down on his reservation, saying gruffly, "Late as usual, where have you been?" It was not the fashion for Sea Catch to eat anything during the 4 months he stayed on the beaches, and so his temper was generally bad. Matka knew better than to answer back. She looked round and cooed, "How thoughtful of you! You've taken the old place again." "I should think I had," said Sea Catch. "Look at me." He was scratched and bleeding in 20 places, one eye was almost out, and his sides were torn to ribbons. "Oh, you men, you men," Matka said, fanning herself with her hind flipper, "why can't you be sensible and settle your places quietly? You look as though you had been fighting with the killer whale.